Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Well, since we're doing chit-chat first, let's go ahead and record.
Oh, God.
I'm eating this nice whatchamacallit.
I heard that.
Whatchamacallits are like a sleeper of a candy bar. Like, nobody ever talks about whatchamacallits, and they are so good.
I remember having them. Yeah, I remember having them back in the day because whatchamacallits were awesome. Also, I think my mom worked at the cafeteria for my school, and for whatever reason we had candy and I would sneak in and grab them every once in a while. I don't know why, because I did. That's why I became a fat kid.
Fair. Been there. BK did that for me when they had the Pokemon toys. Yeah, that destroyed me and I've never recovered.
Well, yeah. Burger King is a
hell of a drug. Absolutely.
You're not wrong. They had, funny enough, I would go to Burger King and I liked, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but I liked their chicken sandwiches. I thought they were really good. So I would always get like just a chicken sandwich, take tomato off because for some reason I can't do tomatoes. Don't know why, but I do diced tomatoes, whatever. But take the tomato off, put a slice of cheese on there, and it was just the best. And then they came out with like the bacon and cheese and all that good stuff. And then I went there last week or something, and I had their brand new chicken sandwich.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It tasted like shit.
Okay. So I am forever the King apologist. Everything that they come out with is amazing in my opinion. I can't get enough of it. I will die on that hill that BK is better than most places. And I was very excited about the new spicy chicken sandwich because I enjoy the one from McDonald's.
Yeah.
I've never had a Chick-fil-A one.
Your McMillions talk about
my
that.
My McMillions? Or... Yes. It was great. I was super hyped about it. And I was like, oh, sweet. BK's in the game now. It's game over. The King's about to just annihilate everybody. And I got my sandwich, and it was the guy behind me, his order, which was, I thought it was Tim at first because it was just a sandwich. It was just the chicken breast, no pickle, no sauce, just a dry piece of chicken on a bun. Like, it wasn't even the spicy one. I was like, what is this? Who orders this other than my co-host? This is disgusting. This is dry and sad.
Oh,
much like him.
Oh,
yeah.
We almost.
It's okay. He doesn't listen to the show. I can shit all over him all I want.
I don't know. He might support you.
And he might listen to this episode. And I am going to have some conversations on Elite Eight Showdown. That's for sure.
That's fair. Speaking of which, so you know, I'm your host Joe. We got Ron here.
Hey, everybody.
There you go. And we also from the Elite Eight Showdown, we got Big Chuck. You're finally on here.
I'm here.
Thank you for coming to this intervention. I'm glad that you are here, and we're going to have a serious talk. So
fair. It needs to happen. Let's do it.
I wanted to bring in this. I'm gonna start out. This is all joking. I'm just having fun. But what I love. So I love your show. Your Elite Eight Showdown is wonderful.
Yeah.
One thing I like to not do is compare you to Wreck My Podcast. However,
fair. Because we're better. Makes sense.
I think Jordan might listen to this, but he's probably about the only one.
All right, so I'll extra shit on him. That's fine.
One thing I do like is that when you invite me on, you tend to remember until you don't.
Accurate. Yeah. Yeah, I tend to invite you on.
I remember
it a month later that I said, oh shit, we were supposed to invite Gennaro on like a month ago and I forgot.
Like Jordan, who invited me like in our first year of podcasting, I think Jordan and I connected on Instagram and started talking. And I think he invited me on for some movie. I don't remember the movie. And I'm like, oh, I was really hyped. I'm like, okay, cool. I can get the show out there, get to some more listeners, and then nothing. and then nothing. And I didn't want to bring it up, you know, because I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
And then nothing. And then they finally bring me off for Snyder Cut, you know, 3 years in.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Hey, we got you first, buddy. We got you on there. We got you on the, you were on the
comic book one, right? It was like weirdest storylines or no team ups, weirdest team up.
Yeah. Weirdest team ups ever, where we had like Archie and Punisher and teaming up.
No, Archie and Predator, which was amazing. Oh, I still haven't found that. I still haven't found that story, but I need to go.
Did you say Archie and Predator?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a team. It was weird. He Archie has teamed up with Predator, Punisher, and like some other rando like crossover that was.
Well, I know didn't make any sense. Betty and Veronica have teamed up with Harley and Poison Ivy.
Hey, look,
that actually was a fun. That was a fun read.
Betty and Veronica, all right?
Yeah, that well, shocker, you.
That might get involved. You never know.
No, I just wanted to throw that out there because it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're
gonna have you on for season three. That's the new gimmick. You know what I mean? We're gonna have you on for season three eventually. Maybe even into season four. We'll see. We don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I still gotta write you some a bracket for season three. So
yeah, there's something we appreciate more than you doing our job for us, Gennaro. It's great because I'm already scraping the bottom of the barrel here on stuff.
I think the first one I gave you was what was the first one like? Worst useless characters, something like that. Like I can't remember.
Worst, worst sidekicks.
There we go.
Yeah, because you brought up Doctor Who, and
I brought up Donna from Doctor Who, and I specifically said the one episode because when she came back in season four or series three, whatever it was, she was a goddamn blessing. I loved her to death, but that very first episode, did not like her.
Fair.
Yeah, but I remember Tim just going,
"Oh shit!" Tim just fucking Doctor Who fans loads, just loses it about Doctor Who fans, and I was like, "All right, I didn't realize we were going to be this triggering for you." Usually, we trigger other people. Right? We are not triggering ourselves terribly, unless he starts talking about CW shows or Scooby Doo, and then I just start throwing
like the new Scooby Doos.
Any of the Scooby-Doos. He talks shit on Scooby-Doo constantly. I have no idea
what I was
going
to do. I was going to do a bracket of like the best Scooby-Doo villain.
Oh, signed up. So do
okay. I'll do that. I'll do that. And I'll get a little bio with all of them. I think the next one I gave you guys was the best one season TV show or something like that. And
yeah, but best TV show to only have one season. Which turned us on to like three new shows that we were super hyped about. And then we watched, Tim started, because originally what we were going to do was we were going to watch Clone High.
Yeah.
And then do a review on it on our Patreon. And Tim got like two episodes in. He goes, "Man, I would have loved this when it first came out. It does not age well."
Oh, I doubt it. Like, and again, that's one of them I threw on there. Haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I think
it sounded great.
Oh, yeah, though. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But it's also, what was it, MTV or VH1 or something? I can't remember.
It was like MTV. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and it was like
classic MTV days.
Yeah. And his other point about it was it not only was it like marginally offensive for like current day, but he was like, all of the voice actors / comedians that are in it are very young and they haven't figured out their cadence or like where they want their humor to really lie. So it just, the jokes felt rough. And he was like, it's such a disappointment. So we were hoping that they would redo it, but.
Yeah, probably why they only got one season.
Yeah, probably. Well, plus it was MTV, you know?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, but didn't MTV have Beavis and Butthead?
Don't you remember when MTV had music?
I'm not old enough.
We do.
How old are you, Chuck?
I am 32.
Oh fuck, you're old enough to remember that then.
I remember a little bit of TRL. That's about it. I remember Carson Daly counting backwards, you know?
Yeah. That's the only way he knows how to count.
TRL. Yeah. See,
how could you forget about TRL?
Back to back music videos.
Well, now we got the channels on your cable box that do that. Which was funny because during it was either during our strike in 2019 or during the quarantine in 2020, where Cassie found the music channels and for like 2 days straight just started watching like the 90s and 2000s music videos. And I was like, okay, I'm done with this. That didn't last very long, but hey, it was fun while it did.
Yeah. At work, I only ever play iHeart 90s because everybody else complains about Charlie music. So I was like, all right, we'll just listen to 90s music on repeat. Enjoy Gangster's Paradise for the 47th time as I belted it to the top of my lungs.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you...
I am a diehard Coolio fan.
Nice. I'll say throw in Amish Paradise just to fuck with them, and you'll be great.
Fair. Yep.
Oh, shit. So, since the last time we talked, Chuck, which was like literally only a week ago, you've officially gotten a girlfriend.
Yeah, man. I fucked
Good
up.
Job, buddy.
I fucked Wait, up.
Oh, and shut got up.
It. No. So, the whole plan was Hot Charlie Summer. I dropped a ton of weight towards the last bit
you
of
look great. You look totally great.
Okay, you know, if this is a late day showdown, I'll tell you to go fuck yourself. So
no, I thought Fred Durst would. I mean, I'm sorry. What's his name?
William Frederick Durst is his official name. Thank you. That is his real name. I ended up dropping a bunch of weight. I had gone through like a weird breakup thing back in March, and I was like, all right. I'm vaccinated. People are out again. Looks like things are starting to lighten up, especially since I live in New York, where the restrictions were super bad and super tight on us for a long time. I was like, cool, I'm going to start dating and stuff like that. But no intentions of finding a relationship, no intentions of doing anything other than maybe just some, you know, just some casual dating. And then I met my current girlfriend. Tim has this awesome joke that he does about his wife where he introduces her as his first wife. And I just cannot wait to use that on people. It's one of my favorite things ever. I ended up catching some feelings, and things have been really good. It's been different. I have never actually been in a positive, healthy relationship before. So this is new. This is fun. You know, we're trying it out.
Yeah. It's one of the situations where, like, I was single for 6 years after my divorce, and I had a few different relationships that maybe lasted 6 months at most. Ron knows who they are. Say what?
Some of those were interesting.
We're not gonna talk about that one.
Move the blog. That one.
Nope, not that one.
Okay.
We'll talk about that one. Anyway.
What about the other one?
Oh, no, definitely not that one.
That one might still listen.
I doubt it, but that's not the point. So I was at the point in my life where I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I don't care. I hit 30 and I got a brand new job. And I'm like, I'll just look. If I find something, I find something. At this point in my life, I'm single dad. Whatever. I'll be happy with that. And then about a year into working at my new job, I meet my girlfriend, and it just like hits it off. We've been together for 7 years. So yay. I haven't scared her off. So that's a good thing. We both of our weirds work, and that's
great. Dude, I was saying, if you were going to scare her off, it would have happened a long ass time ago. So
it's true. It's usually
how it also helps that all my siblings are like, look, Joe, don't screw this one up. Like, she is perfect for you. I'm like, I know. She lets me have this shit. And, you know, like this, what you see behind me, and for everybody who can't see because it's an audio medium, my shelf of comics, my trades, I had maybe just a regular Walmart shelf. That was it. And now I have
147 bookcases.
I got a goddamn library in this.
His collection of comic books probably weighs as much as my S10. So,
yeah, fair. They're a pain in the ass to move. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess not this that your old set I knew, but
yeah. It is what it is. So, what's been going on with you guys? I've been, I had my knee almost like give out on me. That was fun.
Old age?
Yeah, basically. I had to go to the doctor to have it looked at. Actually, I went and got my second vaccination shot. So, yay. I know, Ron, you got same yours here. As well.
I got mine Wednesday. I was a fucking wreck on Thursday. I didn't even go into work.
Really? See, I was fine. I was a little tired.
See, I was tired with the first one. Like, I slept. Well, I went to work the next day, and then I slept that whole afternoon after work until about midnight. But this one, I went out to eat after I got my vaccination, like I normally do on Wednesdays. And I had ordered an appetizer, and I was eating that, and I started feeling dizzy. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Yeah, I'm just going to get my check and go ahead and box this shit up and go home.
You walked in, didn't you?
Yep. Huh?
Dash in?
No, down at JK's.
Oh, well, still, you walked there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I walked there. And I got home, got inside, and like I could already start. You know, like when you like your fever first starts coming on, you like start feeling achy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Started feeling that way as soon as I walked in the door. And I'm like, well, fuck, this isn't going to end well. So I went and sat down on the couch for a little bit. Then I started getting really cold. And I mean, I didn't have the AC on. I didn't have the fans on. And I'm like, yep. I was like, it's official. I was like, I'm getting a fucking fever. So I called into work, told him I wasn't coming in, which was a really, really good choice because I ended up staying in bed all day Thursday, which despite as much fun as that sounds, it was really, really not.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was good to go on Friday though.
Yeah.
I got tired.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got mine. Because I work and I classify as a restaurant setting, I was able to get my vaccination super early. So I got mine. My first one was like nothing. Didn't bother me. My arm was sore. And then my second round, I was like, I'll be fine. Nothing to worry about. And the next day is going to be busy. There's nothing I can do about it. If I feel like crap, I'll be fine. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. I'm Captain Superman. Everything's fine. It was about 8 hours after my second shot and I started to feel not great. I was like, oh, all right, well, I'm just going to go to bed, sleep this off. I'll be fine. I woke up the next morning and I felt like I've been hit by a goddamn truck. Oof. I mean, I was hurt and I was like, all right, guess we're going to go to work feeling like crap. Everything that I tried to do felt like it took twice the amount of like energy to do it.
Oh no.
Even like just trying to write like something that I was like, oh my God, I don't have the energy to do this. And it was like a 12-hour day I had to work. So I am just like slugging through. I was holding myself up on the table at one point. Cause I was just like, I'm not going to make it. I feel like absolute garbage. And then the next day I was totally fine. So it took a day and everything was good.
I think I was like that with a lot of people because mine, like I said, I was just a little tired. I think I took like an hour nap and then the rest of the night I was fine. I was okay. But on top of all that, I went and got my shot and then I had to go to the doctor. I went to the walk-in clinic because my knee was bothering me. It had been bothering me for about a week. So like it was just pain. I don't know why. It wasn't like intense pain, but enough to be annoying. And the nurse practitioner said that my meniscus discs between my bones are probably inflamed. So put me on a steroid and was like, all right, so just if it gets painful, take some Tylenol and take these steroids and ice it and good to go. Get a little knee brace, knee sleeve thing. And so I got that on right now. Have to have it on all the time. Yay. And ironically enough, though, Wednesday and Thursday, my leg was fine. Like, it didn't really do a lot of pain. Friday, the minute I get back to work and I'm standing on the wood concrete mixture thing that they have, then I start having pain. It's weird. It's like my job is hurting me. I don't get it.
No way.
Yeah, right?
Unheard of.
By doing your job because it's continuous, you know, motions and the same movement and
So I'm
bad for your body.
Lucky enough, I've got the next week off of work, but we're going to be putting mulch out and redoing the beds. So I'll be working, but it's going to be like satisfying work, I guess, versus
feel good work.
It's definitely. I'm making my daughter actually work too. So
I'll pay her. Hate that.
I'll pay her. I'll give her some money for it.
It doesn't matter. She's still gonna hate it.
See, I don't know, because from what Sam said, her mom, and Josh, her stepdad, says that she actually doesn't mind working. It's just you have to make her work. So the motivation of money, I think, will get her.
Yeah. Well, last weekend. Yeah, it would have been last weekend. I went out to Jessica's with the boys, and Charlie graduated last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, week before last, but whatever. And we had that really bad windstorm, and it knocked down two of the trees at Jessica's house.
Yeah.
So I went out there, and I was using the chainsaw and had the kids chopping things up with the axes and saws and stuff. And I had Charlie and Simon, three of their friends, and then Charity, Jess, and Ellie were all out there, and we were just tearing up the trees and stuff. That was a good time. And the boys actually didn't complain about doing the work, so that was kind of nice.
That's good. Doesn't happen very often, but, you know. Ugh. So what else has been going on?
Man, I'm just living, you know? right now we're feeding National Guard people at my job. So that's been that. I did just finish Jupiter Ascending, or Jupiter Legacy. Sorry, yes. Jupiter Legacy. It's all right.
So, okay. Did you hear that it already got... Well, the word canceled never got said, but they let everybody out of the contracts.
I could see that. I could see that happening.
I'm a little disappointed. I really wanted a second season.
I've only watched one episode of it, so I can't really chime in on this one.
So you can from one episode, because it pretty much it carries over. It got better, right?
The seventh episode where it was mainly in the past. I love that episode. That episode was awesome.
Yes, when they finally explained what was going on, it was getting very good. It only took seven episodes to get there.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's like when people are talking about One Piece. Oh, after the first like seven seasons, it gets really good.
I never said that. I said I fell into it, I think, either early second season or late first season. I can't remember which.
See, if I have to wait more than the first
four or five
episodes.
No, it's not that. Like, that's when I started watching it, because that's what was airing, and I just turned it on. And I'm like, I really like this. Let me go back and watch from the beginning. And I wasn't that far back, so.
Other than you, the only people I've never heard anybody say they liked the beginning of it. They're like, it was okay, but I kept watching because I wanted to know what happened. And then around like the fourth or fifth season, it started getting really good. And I'm like, I'm not watching something for seven seasons just to, you know, get into where it starts being good.
Honestly, I think you can find like an abridged version. Actually, hold on,
dude.
No. Hear me on this one. They have some movies that kind of cover the first arcs, and just like watch those. The movies are good.
Okay.
And then just now, watch the movies.
If they could have an abridged, like Dragon Ball Z abridged,
I would love that. Watch that.
Because that is the only way I can watch Dragon Ball now. I will not watch the regular show. I wait till the Dragon Ball Z abridged comes out with the season, and then I watch it. Because that shit is fucking gold.
Oh, you mean you don't want to watch the episode where Goku and Piccolo go update their driver's licenses? You're not interested in that episode there, Ron?
Wait, what?
There's apparently an episode in Dragon Ball Z where Goku and Piccolo go renew their driver's licenses, and that was the only thing I needed to hear to never watch Dragon Ball Z, even the abridged version.
That would be awesome in the abridged version, honestly.
Yeah, in the abridged version, that would be fantastic.
But that would only be like a two-minute segment versus a whole episode.
Oh, it's probably two different episodes because I can't imagine that they get everything done in one episode for anything that they do in Dragon Ball.
Well, if it's like any BMV, it's going to take them like 3 hours just to sit there and wait.
See, you say that, but my last three times I've had to go to the BMV, I've only been there for 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, no, I know. That's just the joke, obviously.
Gotcha.
Same.
You mean like the sloth in...
Yes.
What the fuck was that animal movie? There we go.
Oh, Zootopia.
That was a great movie.
So I've been trying to get more into anime, especially because prior to my girlfriend, hot girls liked anime. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to need something to talk about.
That one right there.
Yeah.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay. So some people have been recommending Full Metal Alchemist to me, but here's the thing. I struggle when stories take too long. And I've heard Brotherhood is better.
Yes.
And Brotherhood is what I should watch.
Yeah, that's literally the manga. So,
okay.
Watch Brotherhood, and you don't. The other one, the original one's fine, but
yeah.
I was watching that as I was reading the manga as they were coming out, and the manga was coming out, you know, at the same time. And then at one, like midway through, they had to like divert because they had no story to cover. And that diversion kind of.
Gotcha.
I'm not going to say what? Ruined it. But definitely changed it. Brotherhood's better.
Watch Ruby. That's my favorite anime of all time. So,
all right, okay.
And that's a Western anime.
Yeah, okay. It's made all right. in Texas.
All right. I could very easily be into that. So I need a reasonably fast moving story. If there's filler episodes that are like more than one episode from the main story, no, I'm tapping out. Two. I need nothing but fight scenes the majority of the time. Three, if there's a tournament, dope. I'm in for it. Give me all of the tournaments.
Ooh, okay.
Four, marginally hot characters. Doesn't matter gender. It could be aliens. I don't care. But they gotta be somewhat hot. Plot.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So
that actually takes out a few of what I was going to say. Okay.
Because they don't have cute characters?
No, because the cute characters are technically 17. So,
Sword Art was a good one.
What was the one I was gonna say? I never watched One Punch Man, but that apparently is a lot of action.
One Punch Man is my favorite anime I've watched so far. It moves fast. It's all fight scenes. It's funny. It's got enough humor, but it takes itself seriously. There is a like Crab Man I was super fond of. The robot dude was super dope. Loved the series. Thought it was really, really good.
Okay.
I grew up on G-Gundam. G-Gundam was like my favorite because it was just one big ass long tournament. You know what I mean? Like, it was great. I've been trying to get through Yu Yu Hakusho because apparently in season 4, there's like a tournament of death or something, which I don't know if they're going to be using barbed wire and light tubes, but they probably better not. Be if it's they're calling it a tournament of death.
I want to say Yu Yu Hakusho was made in the 90s. So in theory, they should. I doubt they will, though.
Yeah. I watched Gurren Lagann, and that one was pretty good.
Gurren Lagann—that's what I was gonna bring up. Gurren Lagann is action-packed. I think there's maybe one episode where there's not a lot of action, and that's because it was right after somebody died, and it was just like, okay, well, now we have a sad episode because you need to have a sad episode. Okay. But it's just like action upon action upon action, and there's a cute character, so.
Oh yeah. Right now I'm looking through my Netflix four animes that I've watched.
I also need like aesthetically for it to not be like the weird cel-shaded CG stuff takes me way out of it. I don't know why. It needs to be like traditional like anime that like draw like original anime cartoon
you
stuff.
You don't want to watch Ruby because Ruby have you seen the new Castlevania that they have on Netflix.
I started it.
Dude, that was
about awesome. Two episodes in. I have enjoyed it.
It's got three seasons out right now, and they were all well worth watching.
Okay. I enjoyed it. I super enjoyed... I know, I don't remember. Oh, Van Helsing or Helsing or whatever it was. Also, I like that. That was good.
I think I've seen a few of those episodes.
They were good. I liked them. I super I've been super into My Hero Academia because the story moves pretty quick.
Yeah.
A lot of fight scenes. It's a little goofier than, I mean, I say that and I said, I love One Punch Man, but, it's a little goofier than what I like, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
I
tried to get into Naruto.
Yeah.
That
was what I was gonna bring up. I'm like, no, you probably, cause that's one of those where
Naruto's too annoying to me.
Awesome tournament early on, like within the first 60 episodes, but
yes,
then it gets like bonkers stupid. And I've watched
it gets weird. Yeah, it got a little too weird for me and I tapped out. I liked everything, much like how I feel about Star Wars and Jedi. I like everything around Naruto, but I find Naruto insufferable. Just the absolute worst. So I ended up tapping out of that. But like, I love Avatar The Last Airbender. You know what I mean? Like, that was what I was super into.
Yeah,
And I grew up on like Batman the Animated Series, and I grew up on Justice League and the Spider-Man the Animated Cartoon, which I just rewatched Spider-Man and X-Men cartoon on Disney Plus. They do not hold up. They are terrible. especially in the later seasons of Spider-Man, they just start reusing animations from previous season episodes over and over again.
Like, I'm pretty sure they did that the whole show.
Well, they did a lot of it for like the going through the city and stuff, but like he's talking about like actual like scenes that had important parts of the story. They were reusing animations.
Every time that he would fight the lizard and the lizard would swing his tail, it was always the same scene from the first episode over. It's like, how lazy can you guys get?
That's one thing I like. There was I think Spectacular Spider-Man that came out in the early to mid 2000s. I can't remember which, but it was, you know, Peter in high school. It had Gwen Stacy and not versus Mary Jane.
Yep.
But I liked that one because they always had different outfits. Like one of my stipulations, and it's a really weird stipulation of if I'm going to really like the show or not, is if they actually the cartoon show the characters having different outfits on a daily basis. It's a stupid thing to say because I love South Park. I used to like Family Guy. You know, I love American Dad. Like, those are shows where if they have a different outfit, it's for a reason versus it's easier just to draw them in the same outfit.
Their iconic look, you know, so you can't go out of their iconic look or you won't know who the character is.
Well, and I get that, but like, I was really kind of sad when I watched Invincible, you know, a few months back, and they were having the same outfit in their normal clothes. I'm like, you can at least put them in a t-shirt,
right?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a small gripe.
Almost every cartoon that you have does that.
No, not all of them though. Like, there is like I said, I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong in this one, but I'm pretty sure Spectacular Spider-Man, they had different outfits on a daily basis. They purposely drew them in new outfits every time. But then it also only had like one or two seasons, so there you go.
Yeah, I would think after a while it would get expensive to constantly have to change their outfits and stuff for animation purposes.
But then you only get
it actually being that difficult to do. I mean, all it'd be is one, you know, area that you'd be changing.
Yeah, true.
Because they still, like, as long as you had the like general like outline of t-shirt or whatever, just changing the decals that were on it.
Well, another show was the new Harley Quinn show that's currently on HBO Max.
Oh, I watched like five episodes of it. It's fantastic. I love it. I can't wait to watch the rest of it.
You need to finish watching that so that I can start watching it and we can cover it. Harley and Ivy, they tend to have the same outfit, but like every episode they are in a new outfit and they go back to the first one. So it is just a copy paste of that outfit, but they do change it up every once in a while. I don't know. It's just, like I said, small gripe. It doesn't really take anything away from the show, but it's there.
Have you enjoyed the new Harley Quinn animated series?
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
What I've watched of has been fucking hilarious.
Okay, so Tim is all about it, and he's not a DC guy, and he's thoroughly, cause like, we have on our Discord for the network, we have like its own chat channel,
Harley channel.
And I try to stay out of it because I am eventually going to go watch it. But I love Batman the Animated Series. I love Justice League and Justice League Unlimited. Batman Beyond is probably in my top five.
Okay.
Nobody ever really talks about those like WB Saturday morning cartoon runs.
Dude, I love
but the they Batman. Were.
I love the
Batman. Batman Beyond was, I think, in that group too. Men in Black.
Men in Black was okay.
I was so I specifically loved that animation from that animation house, because they also did Big Guy and Rusty, which was on Fox Kids.
Gotcha. Okay.
And Big Guy and Rusty was probably one of my favorite cartoons of all time. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he had guns in his armpits. It's hard to say, but it was just super awesome. There was just something about that and that particular animation style too that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, Batman Brave and the Bold is, I would definitely say, is underrated. I can't even say that. I don't even want to say that because I keep hearing a lot of people talk about how much they love that show. The bad thing is that they ended it to then bring out Beware the Batman, and that show was like the CGI cel-shaded animation that was just crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Brave and the Bold, that was Diedrich Bader, right?
Diedrich Bader. And
Bader, yeah.
He comes back and he's the voice of Batman in the Harley Quinn show.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. So I might be sold then. I might have to finally go check it out.
Kaylee Cuoco, like, as Harley is she does an amazing job.
Okay.
There's blood guts. It's fucking great.
That's what Tim was surprised about, was like how graphic it was. Like,
well, it's definitely not a kid's cartoon.
So was originally on the DC Universe app. A DC Universe exclusive property. That one, Doom Patrol and Titans.
Love Doom Patrol.
That's a great show. Those three were exclusive on the DC Universe app, and they're like, okay, we have these three, we're gonna get more later on. And then they didn't get more, and then it just kind of went stale for a while, and then HBO Max came out, and they're like, so we're getting new season or season two of Doom Patrol's coming out on DC Universe, and then it's gonna be out on HBO Max same day.
Yep.
Yeah, because we're not failing at this streaming service.
No.
Are we failing at something?
They've been doing that since fucking 2010. Anyway,
do you think in the next like 10 years we'll see a buyout and like Marvel will just finally absorb DC?
No, I don't think that'll ever happen.
You don't think so?
What I would love would be for them to come, and this is more of my love of their crossovers, because back in the 70s, they used to do crossovers all the time. In the comics. And then in the 90s, they did a crossover that was pretty awesome. But the problem with that is they still can't figure out rights. So like DC, so the DC Universe is its own streaming app, which now has nothing but the comics. Marvel Unlimited has nothing but comics. The problem is that the DC vs. Marvel miniseries they had is not on either one of those apps, because they cannot figure out, they don't want to give up the rights. So from that point on, you were never going to see any more crossovers. There's like bad blood in the water. I don't ever think, and with Marvel growing as big as they are, they have no need to buy up DC. They have no need to have Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman, even though those are names. Those are popular characters.
I feel like they would do it because they know it would sell, to just be able to control and do those crossovers from now on.
But then just
pull like an early 2000s WWF buying WCW and just bury anybody who was a WCW guy. You know what I mean? Like,
God, yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Batman's getting the shit kicked out of him by like Taskmaster. You know what I mean? Like something stupid like that.
I don't think it's going to happen. Because
it's very possible. I mean, it's not like Warner Brothers doesn't have a shit ton of money. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, yeah, correct.
They can just keep funding it. DC will bleed them dry.
I host. I'm part of a network that has DC and Marvel content on it, and I also am part of that group, of a small group where we do comic talk on the Patreon. And so I do get the books. I haven't been able to read a lot of them, but I do get the books early now, which has always been my dream. Yay. And I'm not reading any of them, which sucks. but we, one of the guys, Clay, who's been on our show a few different times, he's pointed out the other day that out of 60 titles that DC is currently having that is coming out as of this moment, 41 of those are Batman related titles.
Yeah, I am not shocked by that at all.
Yeah, no, it's not surprising, but the fact that one character sells that much is great, but also you're not promoting your other properties, you know? It's like, hey, why don't you...
They don't care about promoting the other properties as long as they're making money.
Which is the bad thing. Like, they just ended the tournament, and I didn't really see the winner, but they were having a tournament of, oh, hey, let's let the fans pick what the new comic book is going to be. This new limited series that we're going to run with. And I think Robin's one, which
did
is
you just pay to vote for it?
No, no, you pay, you voted on like Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
That'd be like a dollar a vote.
No, fuck. Well, so, okay. Maybe you did have to pay because the last vote for the winner was on the DC Universe Infinite app. And you have to, there might be a free version. I don't know. I pay for it. So
maybe you would. Have. Free.
Yeah, I know. You don't ever read it though.
Yeah, but you pay for it.
Anyway. speaking of paying for stuff, I just became a big chucker. So I'm looking forward. Looking forward.
You're going to for that membership card.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you got to get that membership card, baby. I was so excited about that. I came up with the idea cuz I knew there were some like radio shows and old like YouTube channels and stuff that I used to watch where like one of their things was like you'd get this membership card.
Yeah.
That said that you were, you know, essentially part of their VIP membership. And I wanted it originally to be a photo of Tim and I next to each other with a circle over his face that says, place your face here. Is what I originally wanted. But we just could never remember to take the photo. And I was like, this is dumb. There's no good photo. Like, in the very sketchy basement that we record in, there's no good like lighting and stuff.
Basement sketchy.
Yeah, down in the Kohl's sketchy ass basement. And I was like, there's no good down here. This is dumb, whatever. So I reached out to one of our local friends here who is an amazing artist. Shout out to Katie Finow. You can go find all of her stuff over at puppet_noodle666. She does some amazing work and is doing some amazing charity work right now with all of her designs. And I was just like, hey, can you do a design for me? And I told her what I wanted. And I wanted it because Tim had to fucking make that stupid photo with me and a bunch of hot dogs in my mouth. And of course that becomes the big thing for our show is Chuck can stick hundreds of glizzies in his mouth.
Well, look, and then like, I think I was the first one to buy the shirt. And then I think Bane bought a shirt.
Breaker bought a shirt. You bought a shirt. Somebody else that we don't know bought a shirt.
So
I have the fanny pack, which now my girlfriend has, which I'm thrilled about because she wears it everywhere. I just like, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you need,
it looks great on yellow though. If anybody wants to head over there.
I literally just, I think that was the base. I didn't know you could change the color. I think that was just the base shirt that it was when I went on there. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, click, buy, whatever. I'll support my friend. Although I had, I think I even posted about it on Instagram. There was a lady at work who looked at it and asked if it was me. And I'm like, no, this is my friend.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I didn't put 16 hot dogs in my mouth.
Holy shit, dude.
It was like, it's like seven. It's like seven hot dogs and it was Photoshopped. I could get maybe six if I tried. If I really, really gave it a go.
Hey, now.
But I would be terrified that I would choke.
Well, yeah.
And then like nerves would set in and it'd be over. So we'll see. So, we'll see what happens.
So what you're saying is you couldn't fit seven hot dogs in your mouth without choking.
Right. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is just so hot dogs.
If there were 100 dicks on the wall, oh, how many of them would you choke on?
Are we just talking just all over average size here, or are we talking like uniform?
We don't
I'm gonna
know.
Say I'm gonna say I'm gonna say if we're going based off average, I'm gonna say 37.
See, I like that you actually thought about that.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna way overthink this for sure.
Most people are usually like, none of them. And it's like, damn, you're a professional, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll figure. I mean, I don't back down from a challenge. You know what I mean? I don't take challenges to lose.
Oh my god! So you need to do a show about the 8 best and 8 worst challenges you've ever accepted.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh. So maybe. Maybe ooh, maybe we will do that. That would be good. I'd have to think about that for a while. We currently have a thing. Our current thing is if we get 55 star reviews, I have to tell the 8 most embarrassing moments of my life, which I am dreading. Because I'm going to have to change a lot of names.
Like your own after you tell them?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, they're... I've teased a bunch of them, but there is one that I am... Most of them I just find personally really funny. But there is this one that I'm terrified of. And I told Tim what it was, which is the cancer kid grocery store top story. And yeah, right off the bat, it's like, that's never good. And I told him prior to it what it was. And he was like, dude, you cannot tell that story on the air. But it's going on the list. You have no choice now. And I was like, oh, man.
That's not.
All right.
Okay. I'll say if you want, you can reveal one here if you want. I mean, I'm not saying you have to. Just kidding. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not going to incriminate you.
I mean, like, I'll pull one up. You're not going to like any of them, I guarantee you. No, it's going to make everybody super bummed out. But
we're good, because we still have another recording to do after this, and I don't have to look at you in shame. So
super fair. Super fair.
Speaking of, why don't, since we're about 46 minutes into this, I think it's probably a good place to end this chitty chat. We had a nice good talk.
Yeah.
Chuck, go ahead.
Go talk about some Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Go ahead. And I mean, we might talk for another 15 minutes because it's just how we are. But I figure if I start winding down. Huh?
The old Midwestern goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I stopped walking into the.
Oh, floor. You're trying to end an episode of Elite Eight Showdown? You're going to go another 45 minutes? That sounds great.
Why don't you go ahead and let everybody know where they can find you on those internets?
Yeah, get your shit in, as Adam Cole always used to say. You can find my show, Elite Eight Showdown, on all podcasting platforms. The show is different. It is every week we take an 8 subject bracket elimination tournament and we decide a winner. It could be based on anything and everything, from the worst person to date your daughter to craziest comic book crossovers. We did one. What was let's see, let's tease something.
You had
we did
the hot moms you just did not
yes
too long ago.
In honor of Mother's Day, we crowned the hottest TV mom ever.
Who was that?
Who did
listen and find
that
out?
That was, yeah, super fair. No, if I was, remember correctly,
was it,
I think it was Peggy Bundy.
That's what I was,
if I remember correctly.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Peggy Bundy won. To be fair, there wasn't a lot of stiff competition for her. Like, as a man who just grew up with her, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There was no way she wasn't winning that. But yeah, we just did a one that was the bestest best friend ever, which had people like Jake the Dog going up against. It was Jake the Dog, Claire. No, I'm sorry. Dion from Clueless was in there. Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, nice.
So, like, it's just all over the place with the characters.
Like, this episode's coming out in 2 weeks. So, because that episode you're talking about, I don't think has aired yet.
No, that will probably be airing, because we got, when I, so I got super sick and almost died for like a little bit.
Oh, fun.
And we lost a bunch of like space between our episodes. So that one is going to be dropping pretty soon here, because we are smart and we record a month in advance for when Charlie dies.
Sort of like what we do for when I die. Yep. And then nothing's going to be uploaded because Ron doesn't know how to use my laptop.
Super fair. Yeah, same way. If Tim's dead, this show's over. Like, there's nothing I can do. I'm never going to figure it out. I tried to edit the show Joe was on as a test run. It took me 19 hours to figure it out, Jesus, because dude. The fucking program kept crashing.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, this is dumb. But yeah, you can head over to professionalcasual.com. That is the hub, the hottest hub on the internet for all of the content over the Professional Casual Network, which is what I'm a part of, where you can find all of the shows. If you love D&D, Pathfinder, second edition live play, or Warhammer, fourth edition with FERP, or whatever it's called, check it out. Those people are amazing over there. They're doing a great job. Shout out to everybody. Yep. Otherwise, and then I am the bastard son of the Professional Casual Network because I do this stupid show. Just check it out, professionalcasual.com.
Ronald, did you get that message I just sent you?
I can't look at them without.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of. Okay, so I was going to have you read these emails we got. We've got some emails, and I said last time.
Remember how you were supposed to send them to me earlier so I could write them down?
Yeah, that didn't happen. Look, I was busy this week. So I'll go ahead and read these emails we got. Let's see. This one is from April 29th. I found it, so it's been a bit. This is from Liza, and she says, "Hello, good morning. Greetings of the day. I was checking your website on behalf of this email, comicbookrundown@gmail.com, and see you have a good design, and it looks great, but it's not ranking on Google and other major search engines. I'm a SEO expert, and I helped over 250 businesses rank on the first page of Google. My rates are very affordable. If you're interested, then I can send you our price list and an affordable quotation with the best offer. Thanks, Nisha."
Did you send for the...
Yeah, no, I didn't do shit. Price list?
I totally sent for the price list and then haggled her down and then changed your mind.
No, see, that's a dick move. I don't want to do that. Because the person who sent it isn't even the person who I'll be talking to anyway.
Well, it's not a real person, I would assume.
Yeah, exactly. Much like the second email from Bernard Amazo.
Oh, please tell me that he's a prince from somewhere.
It doesn't say. All it says is, "Hi, please did you get my last message about a fund left by my client? I sent this letter to you a month ago. I did not hear from you. Thank you." and the punctuations on this one are so out of whack. I just, whatever. But yeah, those are two emails. So if you guys actually want to send, so
you didn't respond to the fund left by a client.
I didn't respond. I got a phone call the other day about a warrant out in my name because of something illegal, but they didn't say what. And I have to press press one to talk to an operator to get this squared away, and I never did. So
I would have absolutely pressed one. Absolutely. And then I would have trolled that motherfucker for as long as they stayed on the phone.
Yeah, I was in the middle of grilling, so.
Oh, fair enough.
I had to
want to burn your burgers.
Well, I was making chicken, and I think I burnt the chicken anyway. So I don't know. But yeah, so those are some fun. Like, you guys, if you guys email us at the comicbookrundown@gmail.com, we will totally read them on episodes like this. Or, you know, you can direct message me and I'll read them that way too. So yay. Have fun with that, guys. It's great. I have no life. I'm sorry. Alrighty. So let's go ahead and end up this episode. And go talk about Howard the Duck. Oh, God.
All right. Okay.